Okay, so we're going to unpack this OpenAI Canvas thing.
Yeah.
You probably heard of ChatGPT by now. I mean, it's everywhere for writing and coding.
Yeah, it's really exploded, hasn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
But now OpenAI is taking things like a step further with this new tool, Canvas. We dug into some articles and research, and it seems like Canvas is more than just a flashy upgrade. You know, it's designed to address some of ChatGPT's limitations, especially when you're tackling these bigger, more complex projects.
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of the most interesting things about Canvas is how it understands the context of your work in a way that ChatGPT just can't.
And we've got this article here from WebPro News that breaks down exactly what that means. They're saying it's all about giving Canvas the bigger picture instead of making it work with just a few sentences at a time. Which honestly makes a lot of sense. If you're writing a long article or a chunk of code, you know how frustrating it can be to get suggestions that just completely miss the mark.
It's like having a grammar checker try to give you feedback on your novel. It just doesn't have that depth of understanding to be truly helpful. Canvas aims to fix that by analyzing your entire document or code base so it can actually offer smarter and more relevant suggestions.
Yeah, from what I'm seeing, they're giving users a lot more control too.
Yeah.
The article mentions things like highlighting specific sections you want feedback on, and even getting inline suggestions right there in your document. No more constantly switching back and forth between the chat and your work.
Precisely. It's about seamlessly integrating AI into the workflow rather than treating it as this separate tool. And it seems like OpenAI has put a lot of effort into making that integration feel natural. For example, Canvas is designed to open automatically when it detects your writing or coding, almost as if it's anticipating your needs.
It's like having this superpowered writing partner or, you know, like a coding buddy kind of looking over your shoulder, offering suggestions and catching those potential errors before they even become a problem.
Exactly. And the really exciting part here is that this level of integration seems to be paying off in terms of actual performance. OpenAI's own testing shows that Canvas significantly outperforms the standard GPT-4 model, particularly in those tasks where that broader context is essential.
Yeah, they're not just like throwing around buzzwords or anything. They've actually got the numbers to back it up.
Right. They're specifically calling out improvements in like writing quality and new user interactions. To me, that suggests it's not just about like speeding things up. It's about generating more sophisticated and relevant output overall.
And get this, for all the coders out there, OpenAI claims Canvas is even better at knowing when to activate itself for coding tasks compared to writing. They're saying it hits 94% accuracy.
Wow, that's incredible. It seems like they're really serious about targeting both writers and coders with this release, really tailoring that functionality to each group's specific needs.
Which makes you wonder, how do they train it to be so good at knowing when to like jump in? You know, if I'm writing an email versus a script,
Yeah.
how does it know which one needs that Canvas treatment?
That's a great question. And unfortunately, this article doesn't really get into the nitty-gritty of how they trained that activation function. They do mention using novel synthetic data generation techniques, but it's pretty vague on the specifics.
Okay, so while we don't know exactly how it's working, we do know that OpenAI found a way to make Canvas like scarily good at recognizing these different types of tasks.
Yeah, and that's where it gets really interesting, isn't it? Because this is likely just the tip of the iceberg. If they can train AI to be this accurate with writing and coding, what other tasks might they be targeting in the future?
It's like OpenAI is building this whole army of like specialized AI assistants, each one like fine-tuned for a specific job.
Exactly. And you know, it raises some really interesting questions about the future of work.
Like, are we even going to need to learn how to write code from scratch anymore? Or will these AI tools just like be able to handle most of the heavy lifting?
It's really hard to say for sure, but it's definitely a possibility. And it's not just about coding either. Imagine AI assistants that can analyze legal documents or write marketing copy or even compose music. I mean, the possibilities are pretty mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing, sure, but also maybe a little bit unnerving, right? I mean, on the one hand, it's exciting to think about all the ways that AI can make our lives easier and more efficient. But then on the other hand, it does kind of make you wonder about the implications for jobs and even creativity and even like our own sense of agency, you know?
Absolutely. As with any powerful technology, there are always going to be these trade-offs. I think the key is to approach these advancements with both a sense of wonder and a healthy dose of critical thinking. We need to be having these really open and honest conversations about the potential benefits and drawbacks of AI integration and how we can shape its development in a way that benefits everyone.
So where does that leave us? What's like the big takeaway for someone who's been following this whole ChatGPT saga, and they're now just hearing about Canvas for the first time?
Well, I think the main takeaway here is that AI is no longer just a novelty. It's very rapidly becoming an integral part of how we work, how we create, and even how we think. Tools like Canvas are really just the beginning. They offer this really intriguing glimpse into a future where AI seamlessly integrates into our daily lives, augmenting our abilities and pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It's like we're standing on the edge of a whole new world. And we get to decide how we want to navigate it.
Precisely. And that's what makes this whole conversation so fascinating. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's something that we are actively shaping with every choice that we make. So stay informed, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay curious.
Because who knows? Maybe our next deep dive will be into an AI tool that can anticipate not just our needs, but our wildest creative dreams. Until then, keep exploring, and we'll see you in the next episode.